And we're going to read just one verse here, verse number 22, Acts 27. Bud, there's a little child next to you. Be careful. Find out where they're supposed to be. Acts 27, verse 22. If you see someone who does not have a Bible, please share with them your Bible. Was that Angel? Okay. Acts 27, verse 22. You ready? Let's read together, shall we? And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. That's not the verse I wanted to read. It's a good verse. Verse number 25. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. It's old age. Verse 25. Let's read that. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. I'm going to talk to you this morning about I believe God. Amen. I believe God. Dear God, thank you again for loving us, for being a wonderful God. Lord, thank you for salvation. Lord, sometimes we take it for granted. What great salvation, so great salvation that we have. And Lord, and not just here, but literally across our country and across this globe, there are literally millions of believers gathering together as we are in houses and churches and buildings and in parks, in the wilderness, in the woods, in basements. Sometimes in secret, worshiping thee, preaching about thee, sharing the common faith that we have in the Lord Jesus. Dear God, please meet with us. Help us to believe thy word. I pray if there's anybody in this room that's not saved this morning, may they come to you this morning and know you as their Savior. May they trust you as to be their Savior. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you bless now your Holy Spirit of God. Speak to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. If you know the story of Paul, I don't think anyone in the New Testament or anywhere in Scripture, to be quite honest with you, was used of God as mightily and as much and in ways as the Apostle Paul was. Very unique individual, a Pharisee who at one time persecuted the church. Killed men and women, hailing him into prison, was responsible for it, was heading it up, was in charge of it, then get saved and literally turn the world upside down because he was so zealous for God's work. He loved Jesus Christ. All of Asia heard the word of God in 2 years because of the Apostle Paul. That's phenomenal when you think about it. Just that one verse in the entire Bible, when you think about it, all of Asia heard the word of God because of the influence of the Apostle Paul in 2 years. No telephone, no television, no radios, no towers or anything, no mimeograph machines, no copying, no tracks. But the influence that the Apostle Paul had in 2 years, all of Asia heard the word of God. Revivals broke out everywhere, and as you know, the Apostle Paul appealed his sentence to Caesar, where he finally ended up in Rome, where Nero beheaded the Apostle Paul, as history bears out. And this is the voyage that they're taking, him as a captive, him as a prisoner, taking him to Rome on his way to his soon-to-be death. And they had a tough time. It says in verse number 9, sailing was now dangerous. And Paul said in verse number 10, sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and ship, but also of our lives. And in verse number 11, the Bible says, nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken of, or which were spoken by Paul. I don't know who you take your advice from, and I don't know who you listen, and I don't know who your counselors are, and I don't know who your psychopath psychiatrists are, but it'd be well for you to take the man of God's word instead of the world's word. It'd be better for you to take the word of God's word better than what Hollywood has to offer you, ladies and gentlemen. Because Hollywood offers up lies, and the world and Dear Abby and all those people that don't like God, hate God and hate the Bible, they're not going to tell you the truth. But people who love God are going to tell you the truth. And Paul said, or is pointing here, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. And so it says in verse number 12, the more part advised to depart. They obviously had a vote, took a majority vote, I guess. And they were persuaded that this loudmouth preacher didn't know what he was talking about. And verse number 14, not long after, there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. It says in verse 16, we had much work to come by the boat. Verse 17, which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship. And fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands, strake sail, and so were driven. And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. Verse number 19. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. It gets pretty bad when you're throwing out the tackling of the ship, ladies and gentlemen. Verse 20, when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us. That means there's a large tempest, ladies and gentlemen. All hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Isn't that good? It's good when people realize they have no hope, amen. Then God's got to step in, amen. Some people will never realize it until they realize they have no hope at all, amen. Well, then that's when God can work, amen. When you have tried everything and everyone, you believed everyone else, and you believe what the world has to offer, and you think all hope is gone, that's a good position to be in, as long as you don't stay in that position. Because then that's when God can use you, amen. That's when God can reveal himself. After long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, don't you hate it when somebody says, I told you so? And he phrased it in a way like, I don't want to tell you, I told you so. He says, sirs, now I exhort you to be of good cheer after long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer. All hope is now lost, and Paul's told them, hey, cheer up, fellas. They're throwing out everything overboard because they're about to die. They're about to drown in the great depths of the sea. They're losing everything. They're losing their lives. No hope. And Paul says, be of good cheer, man. Look up. I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. And here's the statement, the verse this morning, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me. What a statement, amen. Keep reading here. Howbeit we must be cast upon a certain island, but when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country, and sounded and found it 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again and found it 15 fathoms. Then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, don't forget, these are prisoners going to Rome. Paul is part of the prisoner cargo that they're taking to Rome. The soldiers whose job is to watch these prisoners. And if these prisoners escape, you know, the Bible teaches that when a guard lets the prisoner escape, he has to pay with his own life. So these guards are watching these prisoners with their own lives. They can't let any of them escape. But they're it's a tough thing right now because they're about to lose their lives also. Verse number 30. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea under color as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion, this guy that didn't believe Paul, and to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, this day is the 14th day that ye have tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. That's quite a big difference, don't you think, from their first opinion of Paul? I mean, they're in a position right now where now they believe Paul to not eat anything for 14 days straight. That's quite a U-turn, ladies and gentlemen. That's quite a 180-degree turn. From not believing the man of God, now not eating anything for 2 weeks straight. I mean, when's the last time you haven't eaten anything for a week or two and believed God that much? Verse 34, wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health. For there shall not an hair fall from the head of any of you. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. He did pray openly before everybody, amen. It's good for you to pray openly when you eat too. Then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat. And we were in all in the ship 260 souls. Verse 42, the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But centurion, this is a guy that didn't believe Paul in the first place, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose, and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. And the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. Now, this centurion, in charge of this prisoner cargo, if he lost any of these prisoners and they escaped, it was off with his head. He was gone. He's a goner. And in the beginning, he didn't believe Paul. He believed the rest of them. Let's leave Crete, and we're on a journey. We got to go. We're behind schedule. We got to go. Paul said, don't go. Don't go. Stay here. They believe the centurion. They believe the shipmaster. And you know what Paul says? I told you, fellas. I told you so. And in the midst of everything falling apart, all hope was lost. And Paul says, be of good cheer. It's all right. I believe God. I believe God. In the midst of no hope, in the midst of not seeing days or sun or moon, and throwing everything overboard so they could be spared, Paul stands up and says, be of good cheer. I believe God. I'll ask a question this morning. Do you believe God? In the midst of your heartaches, trials, your burdens, the lowest points, do you believe God? Huh? Would you be able to stand up like the Apostle Paul and say, hey, it'll turn out all right. Don't worry. The Bible says in Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for good. You want to finish it? To them that love God. Do you love God this morning? If you love God this morning, everything will be all right, ladies and gentlemen. It may not be the way you wanted to come out. It may not be the way that you planned it. But if you love God, everything's going to be all right. The battle for your soul is in your mind. The devil does not want people to get saved. He gives people all kinds of excuses and reasons to make them believe that they do not need to be saved, that they do not need to be born again, even though that is exactly what Jesus said in John chapter number 3. Being born again by the word of God, not baptism or religious experience or dreams or visions or anything else, just simply by faith, putting your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on your soul and to forgive you of your sins so you can be saved from hell and go to heaven when you die. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. It is not complicated at all. Religion makes it complicated so they can make money off of people who do not know their King James Bibles. Jesus said he would set you free. All you have to do is believe. That's it. It's that simple. The problem most people have is that they believe the wrong people and the wrong things. And that's sad because they're all their eternity depends on what and who they believe. Sometimes I'm afraid that we minimize what we believe and make too much of our religious work more important than what it is we actually believe. I am thankful we have a church that not only believes the Word of God, but are also doers of the Word of God. It is a real blessing to be part of a congregation where believers actually look forward to coming to church, look forward to helping others, look forward to telling others about Jesus Christ. That's an encouragement, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it seems that most churches have lowered their standards, compromised their beliefs to get a bigger following or more money. I thank God that this family of brothers and sisters are loving Jesus Christ with their minds, their bodies, and their souls. That is very rare and very unique today. But while we fulfill the work that God has called us to do, let us be very careful that we do not forget or put in second place what it is that we really believe, and not to put our works ahead of what we believe. I believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God. I believe that Jesus saved my soul from hell when I asked him to forgive me of my sins. I believe a person needs to be born again because Jesus said so in John chapter 3. I don't care what your preacher or your priest says. I believe the only way a person can be scripturally born again is by asking Jesus for mercy from hell. I believe once you're saved, you're always saved. I believe if you're saved, you're always saved. I believe you cannot lose your salvation if you're saved. If you're saved. I believe it is still man's free will, his own choice, his own decision, his own responsibility, and his duty to ask Jesus Christ to save his soul. I believe that the blood of Jesus Christ is the only thing that can wash away your sins. I believe that God has forgiven and forgotten all my sins. John Kalidas believes that today, ladies and gentlemen. Be of good cheer. I believe God. Amen. I believe that God has wiped my slate clean when it comes to my past sins. And I believe that that happened when I asked him to save me. I believe that God created everything in 6 literal days, just like he said in Genesis. I believe God that he made Adam and Eve. He made Adam out of the dust of the earth, and that mankind did not evolve. Amen. I don't believe we came from tadpoles or monkeys or worms. I believe that God made man. I believe Jehovah God breathed into Adam's nostrils and man became a living soul. I believe that Adam fell into a deep sleep and God took a rib and made a woman from Adam's rib. I believe that. I believe God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, ladies and gentlemen. I believe Enoch was translated and taken into heaven with a chariot before he died. God, I believe that God flooded the entire earth and the worldwide flood happened. I believe that. I believe that Noah and his family built the ark and they were the only people that survived the flood. I believe that God destroyed the one world religion of Shinar and the Tower of Babel. I believe that Abraham had a son Isaac when he was 99 years old and his wife Sarah was 90 years old. I believe it. God, I believe that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah just like it's recorded in the scriptures with fire and brimstone. And I believe God's going to do that and worse to America one day, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt when she turned around to see Sodom in disobedience to God Almighty. I believe the 10 plagues that God Almighty brought against Egypt to let his people go. I believe Moses stretched out his hand and God opened the Red Sea just like the Bible says, and all Israel passed over on dry ground. I believe the waters of the Red Sea stood up as walls on either side of the children of Israel as they passed through. I believe the entire Egyptian army drowned on the same Red Sea, in the same Red Sea when the walls of water came crashing down on them. You heard the story. A little boy was going to school telling his teacher what he learned in Sunday school. And what'd you learn in Sunday school yesterday, Johnny? And Johnny says, well, I heard that the people of Israel went through on dry ground, crossed the Red Sea, God opened the Red Sea. And the secular teacher said, Johnny, don't you know that was a big wind that just pushed it? And they walked through the marsh, and it's been proven that there was only about 2 or 3 or 4 inches or 5 inches that the Israelites passed through. And Johnny sit there and said, wow, that's even a greater miracle. And the teacher said, what do you mean, Johnny? To think that God could drown everybody in 3 or 4 inches of water. I believe what God said, ladies and gentlemen. Not what a professor said, not what a psychiatrist said, not what a counselor said. I believe what God said. I believe the entire Egyptian army drowned in the same Red Sea when the walls came crashing down. I believe Jesus met Moses on Mount Sinai and gave him those 10 commandments. I believe that God fed the Israelites 40 years with manna and quail meat. I mean, do you believe this? Or is this just religious to you? Is this just a religious service to you? I mean, I believe that the pillars of cloud and fire followed the Israel camp throughout their 40 years in the wilderness, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that Moses put the brass serpent on a pole, and all they had to do to be healed was to look at it in Numbers 21. I believe the clothes and the shoes and the Israelites lasted 40 years without wearing out, because that's what God said in Deuteronomy 8, verse number 4. I believe that Korah and his followers were swallowed up in the earthquake and fell to a fiery death. I believe that the waters came rushing out of the rock when Moses spake to the rock in the wilderness. I believe that Balaam's ass spake, just like Numbers 22, 28 says. I believe the walls of Jericho fell down flat after Israelites walked around 7 times in 7 days. And on the last time, on the seventh day, they walked around 7 times and they blew the trumpets and the walls fell down flat. I believe it. I believe that Joshua made the sun stand still. I believe that the stars fought against Sisera in Judges chapter number 5. I believe Samson killed men with the jawbone of an ass. I believe Elijah was fed by the ravens. I believe that Elijah prayed and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. And then I believe that Elijah prayed and God made it rain after it had not rained for 3.5 years. I believe that God made the iron swim in 2 Kings chapter 6. I believe that David killed a bear and a lion before he killed Goliath with a sling and one stone in 1 Samuel 17. I believe that Elijah parted the Jordan River. I believe that Elijah was taken up by a chariot into heaven. I believe that Elisha parted the Jordan River, coming back, holding Elijah's mantle. I believe the sun's shadow went backwards, as recorded in 2 Kings 20 and Isaiah chapter 38. I believe Job lost 10 children in one day. I believe the richest man of the east lost all his riches on the same day. I believe the man who was full of health lost his health in the same day, and yet lived a faithful life afterwards, ladies and gentlemen, because he believed God. And he said, I know that my Redeemer shall stand. I believe the 3 Hebrew boys not only survived the fiery furnace, but had a revival service and Jesus showed up. Amen. I believe that Daniel survived the night in the lion's den because the Bible says that Daniel believed God. I believe the handwriting on the wall, just like Daniel chapter number 5 says it happened. I believe Jonah was swallowed by the whale, just like Jesus said, and survived, and then preached the greatest revival ever recorded in the history of mankind when 120,000 black people got saved in Nineveh. I believe the heavenly choir sang when Jesus was born, and I believe the shepherds in the field came to see the King of Kings. I believe Jesus was born of a virgin in a manger. I believe the star from the east came to where Jesus was when he was 2 years old in the house. I believe the wise men came and worshiped Jesus, not Mary, but Jesus, when he was 2 years old. I believe that a dove lighted upon Jesus' baptism. I believe the voice came from heaven, this is my beloved son whom I am well pleased. I believe that Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights and then was tempted by the devil. I believe Jesus turned the water into wine. Do you believe that, ladies and gentlemen, or not? Do you believe the miracles? Or you just think he's a good man? You just think he's a good philosopher? You just think he's a good teacher, huh? I believe God, as he said. I believe Jesus fed the 5,000 and then the 4,000 and had leftovers to spare. I believe Jesus cleansed all 10 lepers, but only one came back to give him glory and praise. I believe Jesus healed the blind, healed the lame, healed the dumb, cast out the devils and spirits out of men and women. I believe Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead and others. I believe Peter found the tribute money in the fish's mouth, just like Jesus said in Matthew 17. I believe Jesus healed the child possessed with devils. And he can do the same thing to you or your loved ones with the word of God, ladies and gentlemen. Not only do I believe that Jesus walked on water, but I believe Peter walked on water. I believe Jesus talked with Moses and Elijah on the Mount of Transfiguration. I believe that Jesus healed and clothed the naked man who lived in the tombs, and no one could tame him. And I believe people that you think are unreachable, Jesus can reach them. I believe it. I believe all the miracles that Jesus performed as they're recorded in the Holy Scriptures. I believe Jesus prayed in the garden, drops of blood, sweat drops of blood came through his pores. I believe that he was betrayed by all his disciples. I believe he healed the servant's ear after Peter had cut it off. I believe that Jesus falsely accused and falsely arrested and falsely beaten, falsely imprisoned and falsely tried and falsely crucified. And then 3 glorious days later, 3 days and 3 nights later, Jesus Christ rose again from the dead. I believe it, ladies and gentlemen. Good news. Cheer up. Amen. Cheer up. I know it's been a rough week. I know you had a tough time. But Paul stood up in the midst of it and said, hey, cheer up, fellas. It's going to be all right. Amen. Yes, sirree. I believe all the miracles of the book of Acts and the power of the apostles. I believe Jesus is coming back just like he said, ladies and gentlemen. I believe one day soon the grave shall all open and the dead in Christ shall rise to meet Jesus in the air. I mean, do you believe that this morning? Or you just believe more in your work that you got to go to tomorrow morning? You just believe what's in the newspaper tomorrow morning? You believe what's online when you're going on the internet? No wonder you're miserable. No wonder you're depressed. No wonder you're discouraged. Your eyes are on the world instead of Jesus. I believe those who are alive and have trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior, at the time of the trumpet, brother, we're leaving this place. Whether you want to leave or not, we're leaving. Not only do I believe every miracle recorded in the inspired, authorized version of 1611, but I believe its doctrines and I believe its truths. I believe in the family unit of father, mother, and children. I believe in the local independent fundamental Baptist church. I believe in soul winning, giving the gospel to every creature in obedience to Mark 16 and Matthew 28. I believe in witnessing to every person we come in contact with and telling other people about Jesus Christ. I believe in living a godly and separate life apart from the world and pleasing to Jesus Christ, God Almighty. I believe loving God above everything and everyone in life and living our life in obedience to Him. I believe in loving people the way God says we ought to love people, even when we don't feel like loving people. I believe in forgiving people and showing mercy on people. I believe that we ought to feel empathy and sympathy for those who are hurting and struggling in life of sin. I believe we ought to show compassion on folks who are hurt and have been destroyed by sin. I believe that we ought to be an encouragement to those who have been discouraged because of betrayals. I believe we ought to pray for all men everywhere, from the poorhouse to the White House. I believe we ought to pray for all those in authority so that we can live a peaceable life. I believe we ought to honor our parents, treat people with due respect, and be courteous and gracious. I believe it today, ladies and gentlemen. I believe we ought to always try to make things right with people who have wronged us. I believe we ought to always allow those who have hurt us to make it right with us. I believe God has been good to us, ladies and gentlemen. God has given us life and breath and health and salvation and wisdom and holiness and family and church and blessings, our country, our freedoms, our liberties, our protection, our abundance, our care for others. We're just a bunch of sinners saved by grace. That's all we are, ladies and gentlemen. Paul said not to think of ourselves above that which is written in Scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a real hell with real fire right now where lost people are burning and will burn forever and screaming in the torments of the damned right now. People in hell will be there only for one reason, for rejecting Jesus Christ as their Savior. They did not believe what we're talking about today. They did not believe. Our time on this earth is the only time we have to tell lost sinners about salvation through Jesus Christ. Works cannot save you. Church cannot save you. Religion cannot save you. Only Jesus Christ can save you. There is a real place called heaven, ladies and gentlemen. Heaven is a real place where there is no darkness and no sin. Heaven is a place where there's no more sorrows and no hospitals, no funeral parlors and no diseases, no sickness and no doctors, no drugs, no medications, no nurses, no rehabilitation homes, no nursing homes, no politicians. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm looking forward to go to heaven because there's no more taxes, amen? No fighting, no war, no more, no jealousy or envy, no maliciousness, no malice, no hatred, no bitterness, no devil, no Satan, no temptation, no booze, no gambling, no smoking, no cussing, no swearing, no using God's name in vain, no foul language, no denigration of others, no mocking of others, no cancer, no fires, no fire department, no crime, no police department. Heaven. I believe in heaven this morning, ladies and gentlemen. I believe Jesus is on his throne. I believe that I'll get to meet Adam and Enoch and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and Moses. I believe I'll personally meet Joshua and David and Solomon and Daniel, Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and John the Baptist, Peter, James, and John, the other disciples. I believe I'll meet Paul and Barnabas and Silas and Timothy. I believe I'll meet all the martyrs who died on a burning cross or a burning stake for the faith because they believe the same thing that we believe today. They believed in Jesus Christ. And their only crime was that they believed in Jesus Christ and obeyed his commands to tell others about him and live their lives for him. I believe I'll get to see two kids that I haven't seen yet because my wife had two miscarriages. I believe one day we'll see people in heaven that we thought we'd never see one day. I believe
there are people who want to be saved if they would only hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe that. I believe there are people alive today who would want to be saved if they knew they could be saved. I believe there are people who want to be forgiven if they were shown forgiveness from the Word of God. I believe that there are people who want to plead for mercy if they were given mercy. I believe there are people who want the old-time religion and the old-fashioned values of this book. I believe there are people who would rather die for Jesus than deny Jesus. I believe there are people who still love their parents, people who still love their husband, who still love their wife, who still love their children, who still love their family, who still love their relatives. I believe there are people who still love their neighbors and strangers and try to help others. I believe there are people who are still kind and gracious and courteous and considerate. I believe there are people who still have manners and are courteous to others and are kind and gracious. John 11:27, she saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. John 9:38, he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. As I said earlier, Paul said, Acts 27:25, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. In the midst of the darkest hour, when all hope was lost, when they didn't believe the man of God in the beginning, Paul stands up and said, be of good cheer. I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Hey, did you read the good news this morning? Hey, did you read the good news yesterday? Hey, did you read it last week? Did you read what God said? I believe it, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a fairy tale for me. This is not a waste of my time. I believe God. And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The Bible says in Genesis 15 concerning Abraham, he believed in the Lord and he counted it to him for righteousness. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 14, and Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Numbers 14, the Bible says, and the Lord said to Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? In Numbers 20, the Bible says, the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because you believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. Ladies and gentlemen, your job for salvation is to believe in Jesus Christ. Then after salvation, you have another job. To believe the rest of the book so that you enter into the rest that God has promised you, that is waiting for you. The promise of blessings, the promised land of the victorious Christian life. But you have to believe it to enter into it. The Israelites decided not to believe God. They believed enough when they walked through the Red Sea, but they didn't believe enough when they said they should have gone over instead of being afraid of the giants. They said, we look like grasshoppers in their sights. You know what they said? We don't believe God. When God said, go in and take the land, they didn't believe God. So you're here this morning, you're saved. You had enough belief to get saved. I say this morning, use the exact same faith and the exact same belief to walk into the promised land for the next rest of your life. Amen. Why wander for 40 years in the wilderness when you just walk into the promised land by believing, by faith? Deuteronomy 9, likewise, when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I have given you, then you rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God, and ye believed him not, nor hearkened to his voice. The promises of God are waiting for you. The blessings of God are waiting for you. The answer to your prayers are waiting for you. It's just whether you believe it or not. 1 Kings 10, howbeit I believed not the words until I came, and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. Same thing in 2 Chronicles chapter number 9. Howbeit, I believed not their words until I came and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, the one half of the greatness of thy wisdom was not told me, for thou exceedest the fame that I heard. There's going to be a day, you're going to see it. I'm telling you, all of us are going to say it. I believe all of us are going to say it. We're going to get to heaven if you're saved. You know what? The half has not been told. Wow. Wow. It was worth it to live for God. It was worth it to tell people about Jesus Christ. It was worth it not to yield to temptation. It was worth it to live by faith. It was worth it to obey the Word of God. It may look dark now in America. It may look bad in New York State, in the Capital District area, in Troy. It may look bad. But I have news for you. Be a good cheer, ladies and gentlemen. I believe God. Amen. It shall be just like He said. Amen. Notwithstanding, 2 Kings 17, they would not hear but harden their necks, like to the neck of their fathers that did not believe in the Lord their God. 2 Chronicles 20, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. 2 Chronicles 32, Now therefore let not Hezekiah deceive you. That's what the world says. Nor persuade you on this manner, neither yet believe him. I know the world doesn't want you to believe the preacher. I know the world thinks that I'm crazy. I know the world thinks I'm a crackpot. I know that. I know what your friends and relatives are saying, because that's where I was the first year or two after I got saved too. Yeah, I know what they're saying. Yeah. Don't let them deceive you or persuade you on this manner. Don't believe them. For no God of any nation or kingdom was able to deliver his people out of mine hand and out of the hand of my fathers. How much less shall your God deliver you out of mine hand? I believe God, ladies and gentlemen. I believe God. Job 39 says, Wilt thou believe him that he will bring home thy seed and gather it into thy barn? Psalm 106 says, Yea, they despise the pleasant land. They believe not his word. You didn't believe the word of God? Do you despise the blessings, the promised land that's awaiting us on the other side of faith? Psalm 116, verse 10, I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. They were in turmoil there. 240-some people in jeopardy, about to lose their lives. They didn't believe Paul when they first set out sail. Oh, he's just a crackpot, just a loudmouth preacher. He doesn't know what he's saying. Tell you what, 2 weeks of darkness, no eating. They'll get it. All hope lost. Throwing out your own tackling for the ship, never to see it again. Throwing it to the bottom of the sea. No hope. Paul stands up. Be of good cheer. I believe God. Do you believe Jesus can come right now? I mean, you'd be right now in the middle of the sermon. Can you imagine on Sunday morning we're in church singing Glory to God? Can you imagine we're in church singing Amazing Grace? Can you imagine? And Jesus takes us home just like that, man. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe thy commandments. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Because they believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation. For all this they sin still and believe not for his wondrous works. Isaiah 7:9 says, If ye will not believe, surely ye shall not be established. I think about this verse. I think about America every time I read this verse in Lamentations chapter 4, verse number 12. The kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy should have entered into the gates of Jerusalem. A lot of people will never believe that America had fallen so fast in 50 years the way she's fallen. Turn her back against God. Disregard of the old time religion. And I'm talking about God's people. Daniel chapter number 6. Then was the king exceeding glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den and no manner of hurt was found upon him. Listen to me good. Because he believed in his God. You look at the lions not touching Daniel, but you missed the part where Daniel believed God. You missed the part that Moses believed God. You missed the part that David believed God. You missed the part that Abraham believed God. You missed the part that people of God believed God. So the people of Nineveh believed God. And proclaimed the fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. Habakkuk says, I will work a work in your days which ye will not believe, though it be told you. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. How much do you believe? Is it not worth it for your son or your daughter to believe what God said? Is it not worth it for your marriage to believe what God said? Is it not worth it for your health, for your finances, for your life, for your testimony to believe what God said? Is it worth it, ladies and gentlemen? That's what Jesus said. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. Jesus said, but whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and you believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him. And ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterward that ye might believe him. But the Bible says that the publicans and the harlots went into the kingdom, not the Pharisees. You know why? Because they believed. It's so simple to believe. It's so easy to believe. I'm not saying you have to obey everything I tell you to do. I just want you to believe in Jesus Christ. I want you to believe this book right here, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I want you to do. They mocked him in Matthew 27. He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross and we will believe him. No, except you got to come to God on God's terms, amen. Yeah. Not on your terms. You got to believe what God said. You have to believe by faith. When he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto him, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Now, Mark 1, the Bible says, in saying, the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent ye, and believe the gospel. Have you believed the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ? Mark 11, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say to you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. I know you probably think I'm getting charismatic this morning. That's okay. But I believe what God said. Let Christ the King of Israel descend now from the cross that we may see and believe. And they that were crucified with him reviled him in the midst of the darkness, over the whole land, in the midst of the ridicule, the mockery, the crucifixion. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You know what he's saying? In essence, I believe God. He's God. I believe exactly what my Father said, amen. Not my will, but thy will be done. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. In Mark chapter number 9, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. In Luke chapter number 1, verse number 1, for as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Do you believe the Lord Jesus Christ? In Luke 22, verse 66, art thou the Christ? Tell us. And he said unto them, if I tell you, ye will not believe. In Luke 24, and their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Which one are you? Do you believe or don't believe? Luke 24, then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ladies and gentlemen. Do you believe it all from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22? Luke 8, Jesus heard it. He answered them, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. John 1, 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. She said unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it that they may believe that thou hast sent me. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our palace, our place, and nation. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. Now I tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, ye may believe that I am he. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. And I have told you before it come to pass, that when it come to pass, ye might believe. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee, but this we believe, that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do ye now believe? Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And he that saw it bear record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. But these are written, John chapter 20, verse 31, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Jesus said in John chapter 3, If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And he said unto the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Then said Jesus unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent him ye believe not. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. But I said unto you, that ye also have seen me and believe not. But there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. For neither did his brethren believe in him. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus introduced himself, and he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. And many believed on him there. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. Because that by reason of him, many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. Some people believe, some people believe not. Where are you this morning? That the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also, many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. The Bible says in John 2:11, his disciples believed on him. In John 2:22, when therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Then went in also that other disciple which came first at the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. That was the Apostle John. He that believeth on him is not condemned. John 3:18. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. John 4:39, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman. John 4:41, and many more believed because of his own word. John 4, verse 50, the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. John 4:53, so the father knew that it was the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. Jesus said in John 5:46, for had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. In John 6:64, there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. In John 7:31, many of the people believed on him and said, when Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man had done? John 7, verse 48, have any of the rulers of the Pharisees believed on him? John 8:30, and he spake these words, and many believed on him. John 8:31, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. In Acts chapter number 10, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. In Acts 11, verse 17, for as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, that was what was I that I could withstand God. In Acts 11, 21, a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. In Acts 13, 39, and by him all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. In Acts 13, 41, behold, ye despisers and wonder and perish. For I work a work in your days, a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. In Acts 15, 11, but we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they. In chapter 15, verse 7, and when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us, that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. In Acts 16, 31, they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. In Acts 19, 4, then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. In Acts 21, verse 20, when they heard it, they glorified the Lord and said unto him, thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe, and they are all zealous of the law. In the midst of darkness, despair and no hope, Paul stood up and said, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. I don't know what's going to happen in the future in America. I can see the handwriting on the wall. Christians are going to be persecuted. I can see the light is dimming in America, and the freedom and liberties that we've enjoyed so much are evaporating. But I want you to know, be of good cheer, because Jesus is on the way, man. Be of good cheer because heaven holds a place, amen, and Jesus is still on the throne, amen. I know the laws and regulations are passing are trying to bind God's people and hinder the work of God. But I tell you, be of good cheer, amen, because Jesus is coming. Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. Talking about baptism, he answered and he said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Do you believe that? Do you believe? All through the scriptures, ladies and gentlemen. 10 to 15 verses on each page I'm turning right now about believing the Lord Jesus Christ. About believing the Word of God. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Do you believe and tremble? Do you believe what the world says instead of what God says? The Bible says in Proverbs 14, the simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. My Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, that charity believeth all things that God said. The reason our lives are messed up is because we believe what the world said. We believe what the lost have told us. We believe what the rebellious, stubborn, backslidden people have said. My Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. They can take the building away. They can padlock the doors. They can put me in jail. I will still believe, ladies and gentlemen. They can take my home. They can take my cars. They can take my possessions. I will still believe if I have my right mind, ladies and gentlemen. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Do you believe your church more than God? Do you believe your priest or your preacher more than God? Do you believe your religion more than God? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. I'm not going to get everlasting life when I die. I have it right now, ladies and gentlemen. I believe it. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Romans chapter 4, verse number 5. Romans 9, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe the word of God? 1 John 5, 1, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat him loveth him also that is begotten of him. 1 John 5, 10, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record, the word of God, the record that God gave of his Son. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. 1 John 5, 5. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? The Bible says about Abraham in Romans 4, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. You're not going to enter the promised land of blessings and power in the victorious Christian life without believing God right now. We see that they could not enter in because of unbelief, Hebrews 3:19 says. Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The second group was the unbelieving, the fearful, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars. If you're lost, the only hope I can give you is Jesus Christ. There's no hope outside of Jesus Christ. You will face God one day. You will stand before God. And you will give an account. And then be cast into the lake of fire. How sad. If you're a child of God this morning, if you're saved this morning, if you have trials, if you've fallen down, the Bible says in Proverbs, a just man falls 7 times, but riseth up again. You may feel like you got knocked to the canvas, teeth knocked out, kicked in the gut, people walked away, left for dead, and no hope. Acts 27, verse 25, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even
as it was told me. Let's pray, shall we? Let's all stand. Dear Heavenly Father, I know everybody's having a tough time. If we're trying to do right, trying to be responsible, trying to help others, doing our dead level best to obey thee, everybody's having a tough time. Family, finances, health, pressures, grieving, sorrow, discouragement. Oh, dear God, help us to believe Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to them that love God, if we just believe it. In the midst of no hope, throwing all the tackling out of the ship, nothing to eat for 2 weeks, despair, discouragement, about ready to lose their lives. And all the apostle did, all Paul did, the man of God stood up, said, be of good cheer, sir, I believe God. Oh, dear God, help us to believe what you said. Help us to take it this week, this month, this year, for the rest of our lives, to believe exactly what you said is going to transpire, it's going to unfold before us. And one day, even when we get to heaven, we'll say, like the Queen of Sheba, the half has not been told. Wow. Bless this invitation. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Whatever your name.